Then you were at Oklahoma State 1990 to 2006. What condition was the program in when you came to OSU at that time?
Well, I think Leonard Hamilton, who had been my assistant coach 1 year at Kentucky, and then I'd helped Leonard get the job at OSU. I think he'd done an outstanding job as far as getting the players, and he'd had some success. They had not been in the NCAA tournament, but they had been in the NIT. He didn't leave the cupboard bare when I arrived. He left me, I thought, three very good players in Byron Houston and Darren Alexander and Corey Williams. Of course, Sean Sutton played an instrumental part in our success in those first 2 years because he was a great point guard, and he taught Corey and Darren how guards should play. He was very helpful in making it all happen.
So he was kind of a player coach in a way.
He was a player coach. You know, they had not been to the NCAA tournament since 83, so the enthusiasm for basketball wasn't like it was when I was playing there. That was one thing Mr. Iba was so thrilled when I came back. He was hopeful that we could restore that enthusiasm for the round ball sport. We were very fortunate with the players we had returning and with Sean, and then we were able to recruit a couple other guys that helped us. Not only did we go to the NCAA tournament that first year, but we went to the Sweet 16, did the same thing the next year, and we were off and running.
You had players like Bryant, Big Country Reeves, Randy Rutherford. A little bit about Big Country, how you stumbled onto him and how that happened.
Well, Bryant Reeves was not recruited by very many schools. A lot of people thought we'd lost our mind when we took him because he never really was an outstanding high school player. He was big, but I think a lot of people thought we weren't very smart in taking him. The one thing that I saw in Country was he had those great soft hands. When you get a big player and he's got wonderful hands and he has a burning desire to be a better player, I think you have to take a chance. Well, when we recruited Bryant, we fully expected to redshirt him the first year, and the second year we didn't think he'd play very much, and the third year he probably wouldn't play very much, wouldn't be a starter. But maybe in the fourth and fifth year he could be a starter for us. And that was really our game plan. Well, I had never seen a player improve so quickly, and Mr. Iowa told me the same thing. He said when we had Bob Curlin, it took him over a year to improve what I've seen here in the first month of practice sessions. He had never been in a weight room in high school. They didn't even have enough players to play 5-on-5. I think he had 8 players on his high school team. He was overweight, didn't have tough competition. So that was the reason we thought we'd probably redshirt him that first year. Well, he just got better and better. When he arrived, we had him all summer long and worked with him. So when school arrived, he'd made some progress. We'd had him in a weight room. But he just got better and better every day, and it came up. We're playing the preseason NIT. I told our coaching staff about a week before. I said, I don't think we can redshirt him. So we're going to have to play him. I'll never forget, we're playing Evansville in that first game there in Gallagher, Iba Arena. He was so nervous, and I looked up in the stands, and his parents looked like they were about to pass out. They were so nervous. I thought, gosh, he's liable to wet his pants when they announce him in the starting lineup. He went out, and he did okay. He scored 4 or 5 points and 4 or 5 rebounds. So we won the game, and 2 days later, well, by that time, Sean had befriended him, and they had nicknamed him Country. We're walking across the campus to the student union where we had our pregame meal, and we're getting ready to play Purdue. And he was more nervous than he was the first game. Sean asked him, Country, why are you so nervous? Purdue's not much better than Evansville. We're going to win the game, and then we're going to New York City and play in Madison Square Garden in the semifinals of the tournament. And he said, Sean, that's why I'm so nervous. I've never been in an airplane before. So his first road trip was to go to the Big Apple and play in the biggest arena in the world as far as college basketball is concerned. We beat Pittsburgh in the first game, and then we played Georgia Tech for the championship game, and we defeated Georgia Tech. So after the game, this New York City sports writer came in, and he said, could I talk to Country? And I said, certainly. They said, Brian, describe Gans, Oklahoma. Now, Gans is a small community between Salisaw and Fort Smith, Arkansas. His description of Gans was this. He said, well, you drive into town and the school's on your left. You drive a little further and the post office on your right, and if you drive a little further, you're out of town. There were no stores in Gans, Oklahoma at that time. But he later became a great player. You know, the next year he was just outstanding, and then he became the Big Eight Player of the Year and just an unbelievable player. I call him my miracle child because I've never had a player improve as much as he did.
Tried the pro ranks?
He went to the pros. Vancouver took him in the first round. Played several years, hurt himself, and had to finally get out of the pros. But he saved a lot of his money, and he's doing very well now. He has a cattle ranch back over in his area of the state.